Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Alright, y'all. Stu here. Mike is in the French Quarter in New Orleans? I've never heard of it before.
Hey, now I'm from Louisiana. Don't be slinging names now.
Yeah. Oh, good. We could talk on that whole Mardi Gras debate in just a second because I've got the answer that makes everyone happy.
Okay.
But Mike is at the French Quarter Fest. He and Roy drove over, and the next week Mike will be talking about that. Excuse me, electronic poot. How did you do that, Steve? Because I want more of that. Nice. But with Mike out, I am joined by another FM Talk 106.5 Uber celebrity. Jennifer, introduce yourself and talk about your show real quick.
Okay, I'm Jennifer Boozer. I'm the owner and founder of Cannabama in downtown Mobile. We are Alabama's first hemp retailer. We used to be a CBD store. We're not really just a CBD store anymore, but we're in downtown Mobile 5.5 years. We were the first out of the gate. And about 4.5, almost 5 years ago, the crew from the station came and said, hey, we want to have a show about CBD education, and we'd like it to be you, because they knew I was teaching classes and really trying to educate the public. And so Sweet Home Cannabama was born, and we've been on the air since July of 19, and it's been a really, it's been a huge adventure for me.
Oh, I'm sure it's been a real trip.
Well, yes, exactly. High drama, if you will.
But for folks who are wondering, well, why would we have Jennifer on our show?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into that. Edible cannabis is a remarkable thing, and there, Mike and I have alluded to before, there are at least three shows streaming that are cooking contests between chefs that incorporate cannabis into the meal.
Yep.
And they have judges on there, and they don't just rate the quality of the food, but the use of the cannabis as far as controlling the high, how high it is and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret is the dessert is why you can drive when you get done. And we'll talk about that in a minute, how they have to do all that. It's fascinating. As far as cooking contests go, there's only one worth watching. That's Tournament of Champions.
Okay, that's the one I haven't seen.
The rest of it's pretty much because it's just chefs cooking.
Okay.
It's none of
the other one's more like a, you know, Fox TV.
Well,
kind of.
It's that we want to throw them a curveball.
Right.
I don't want to see a curveball. I want to see talented chefs
right. With
an unlimited pantry at the top of their performance.
Right. Let's don't just be salacious. Let's get actual information out here.
Exactly. But these other three are that geared towards this new trend in dining, which is cannabis eating and cannabis cuisine. And Jennifer is the expert in this area on what's going on chemically and everything and what's going on. But we have something coming up in a week that celebrates and more than celebrates, continues to educate people on things. Because we all know, thanks to 1996, when Woody Harrelson and High Times magazine used the Freedom of Information Act to unlock everything our country government did when making marijuana illegal, and the government has now admitted under oath everything we did was illegal. It was racist based, it was class based, and it was about government controlling the masses, which is not our government's job.
Right.
Our government's job is to be controlled by the masses.
I mean, I don't think they're getting that memo. Just based on the last, I don't know, 3 days of my life dealing with the legislative session, which is a house of horrors every year for about 4 months. We are just in sheer terror in my business. So
right. Exactly.
From our own state government.
Yeah. And, you know, when they ended the prohibition of alcohol, I'm sure there were a lot of states that did things differently.
I'm sure.
And it created a lot of the same things. And we're And the one thing we should have learned from prohibition, alcohol prohibition, mm-hmm. is that the only thing prohibition does is it creates a black market for something.
Absolutely.
Which then leads to organized crime.
It does. So and it leads to contaminated products. It leads to you being messed over by your corner boy who always has Bubba Kush, but never has any packaging to prove it.
Right. And the equivalent that we found in Prohibition was this bathtub gin that people were making that had formaldehyde in and killed a lot of people.
Right.
All right. So Prohibition is always an evil, just like censorship is always an evil.
Right.
And those who do it are not to be trusted, not to be believed, and should probably be locked up.
Right.
Because they literally do not care about anything but themselves and their own agenda.
Well, and that's who is fascism, anybody else to tell me what I can and can't put in my body?
Right.
Whether, you know, we've seen cases where children were taken away from their parents because they decided to use natural medicine instead of chemo. And how can the government take your child from you?
And you know, I'm at an age now where I've lost family members. I have friends who have lost family members to cancer.
Absolutely.
And just about every one of them on their final bed said, if you get this, do not do chemo.
Right.
These last 2 years were the worst 2 years of my life. I wish I would have let it take its natural course. And I made that decision when a buddy of mine's father told us that. And it just... He lost his mind. He started accusing people of trying to kill him and everything.
Oh, yeah. My father-in-law looked like a victim from Auschwitz. And
I decided then
that,
you know, if it's one of these, well, if we give you chemo, you got a 10% chance to live. No thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, usually it's a lot of times it's the chemo, the treatment. I just read that constantly.
But it also, chemo has helped save a lot of lives. So we're not saying that chemo is evil.
Right.
But
I don't want napalm forced on me.
Right.
I want to be able to make the choice, you know. Right. If I want to use high dose vitamin C IVs, cannabis, and a very strict diet, you know, and use natural medicine, then I should be able to do that.
Right. And the biggest tool that people use in these situations is misinformation.
Absolutely.
And we can look at the same thing with gun control. You know what the number one thing is to control guns? Educate people.
Right.
My father was 4 years old when my grandfather went to go to World War II, and he said, son, you see that .22 rifle above the door? Yes, sir. You know how to shoot it, don't you? Yes, sir. You know how to pull that chair over and get it, crawl up over the door to get it down, don't you? Yes, sir. He goes, you're the man of the house now.
Wow.
Someone tries to come through that door for your mom, your sister, your little brother.
It's on you.
Yeah.
Right.
And my dad took great pride in the fact that during the Great Depression, he said, we never ate possum. We never ate raccoon. We didn't eat any of that. And you know why? And I said, why? He said, because I was a good enough shot that I kept rabbit and squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I could catch anything in the water. We ate
that
because he knew to handle a gun at 4 years old.
Right.
I was five when he taught me to shoot.
Yeah.
You know what I shot the first time I fired a gun? Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum.
I am not very gun literate.
It's, for the longest time, was the second most powerful handgun.
Oh, wow. I can't even get my finger around a 45.
Yeah. Dirty Harry used a 44 Dirty Harry, Magnum. Yeah. This one was right down from that. But with a 357 Magnum, this is where the education comes in, you can use 38 special rounds in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have the gunpowder from the Magnum load, so it doesn't have that huge explosion. It just fires like a 38.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this scrolling on our porch that's made out of wrought iron.
Mm-hmm.
He had me put the barrel in there, push it to the top. He said, now fire it. And that way, the recoil didn't come up and hit me. So I got to feel what it was like.
Without getting smacked in the face.
Without getting smacked
that
in the face.
That is scary.
That was the first shot I ever took.
Wow.
In our yard, in Sims, that at the time had about 18 residents.
Mm-hmm.
All unincorporated. And, you know, my father was law enforcement. He was,
okay.
He was 36 years with the sheriff's department. He knew how to shoot. He knew how to teach people to shoot.
Right.
He won a lot of sharpshooting contests. He taught my brother to shoot. The only person that ever beat my dad in a sharpshooting contest, sheriff's department, my brother.
Wow.
My father was more proud of my brother than he was his own.
Of course.
Right. It's about education, and that's why Jennifer's here today.
Well, that's the same thing with cannabis.
Right. Exactly.
The basis of what we do at Cannabama, and, you know, CBD changed my life. Changed my life in a single day.
Yep.
And then Cannabama saved my life because it gave me my, I was a stay-at-home mom for 17 years.
Nope.
So when we come back from the break,
yes,
I'll tell you more about Cannabama.
251-343-0106. If you have cannabis questions, call in and Jennifer will try to help you.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Shake off that magic dragon. You know he came right from the sea.
And that is Jason Mraz for your easy listening here on a Sunday morning. All right, this is Stu, and I'm joined by Jennifer from Cannabama. Sweet. Home, Cannabama.
That's right.
Mike is out of town, but I want to say thanks to a lot of the people. I forgot to mention when we went to the last commercial break that the text and call-in line is sponsored by Callahan's Irish Social Club. I also want to thank the fine folks at Bob's Downtown Restaurant. There you go, Tony. I got the name right. Mike eats there 3 times a week. Still can't say your restaurant name right.
That pork chop breakfast, though. Ooh, shout out to Tony.
Tell me about it. And, of course, we want to say thanks to the fine folks at Hall's Wholesale Sausage and Meat Company. That andouille sausage I use in my NOLA mac and cheese is making people forget about that sausage from Central Alabama right now.
We won't say the name.
Which is still a fine company,
mm-hmm,
and proud of them. But there's more than just one kind of sausage.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to thank our buddy Roy Sewer over at Butch Cassidy's Cafe for getting Mike out of our hair today so that we don't upset the boomer by talking about this. Now, actually, Roy and the folks at Butch Cassidy's, you know, they roll out one of the best lunches in Mobile. You can, mm-hmm, tell by how busy they are.
I love it.
So I want to thank all of those sponsors. We're going to get back, Jennifer. What do you want to talk about first? This is we got a long segment coming up.
Right.
In the next one.
Right.
So that's your long stuff. So, mm-hmm, what do you want to talk about?
I mean, I can finish kind of what I started talking,
right,
about doing the show. We're very heavily education-based, like what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
At Cannabama, the first thing we want to give you is free information, and you can take this information and shop anywhere.
Right.
But we want you to be able to go into an establishment anywhere and not get robbed, not get garbage, and, you know, make sure that wherever you are in the world, you have what you need.
Right.
And then hopefully when you're in our neck of the woods, you'll shop with us.
Yep.
But that is not the first goal. We want to teach people what it is, what it does, how it works, and how to use it. Because you could be sitting here staring at a pile of products, and you're a hair away from a life-changing remedy for something you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know to chew that edible for 60 seconds before you swallow it, and your digestive process is too much for that edible, and you get no results, you know, but we want to teach people those things. It's not just about whether or not you like gummies or like to smoke or however you like to consume it. We want to make sure that, A, you're getting the method of consumption that makes sense for what you need.
Very good.
Because as much as people want to talk about weed and getting high, that is not why we're here.
Right.
We are here to teach people how to use this natural medicine as superfood. We're not here to push drugs on anybody.
Right.
So, but understanding the components of the plant, all of that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you an opportunity here to educate.
Okay.
We have Clyde on the line. He has questions about terrapins, which is a great question in itself, just because most people have never heard the word terrapins.
Right.
So, Clyde, what is your question?
Well, that is my question. I just wanted to get an explanation of exactly what they do and
how much they you're talking about terpenes, right? The terpenes found in cannabis plants.
So there you go. I just got educated. I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
Yes, you did, and I didn't want to embarrass you, but there it is.
No. That's how education works. Thank you.
Okay,
very much.
So terpenes, there are 489 chemicals that we know of roughly in the plant. Vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, antioxidants. Terpenes are in all plants. Terpenes are the chemicals in a plant that give it a smell. It's to attract certain pollinators or repel predators. And each of the terpenes in any given plant has a medicinal property in the body of anything with vertebra.
Wow.
So, and there are 104 so far that we know of. There are 104 terpenes found in cannabis plants, and the difference in strains, whether you're on a Granddaddy Purple or a Bubba Kush or a Pineapple Express, whether it's sativa, which is more energizing and right. uplifting, or an yeah. indica that is more sedating and relaxing, that's on the terpenes. It has nothing to do with THC and CBD or any of the other cannabinoids. That is on the terpenes. Whatever combination of those 104 are in each different strain, even down to this to the different plants, mm-hmm. you know. And so if it's high in limonene, which is found in citrus also, mm-hmm. that's invigorating, you know, the smell that gives it that zest, those are that's found in sativas. It's in energizing, it wakes up the brain. And linalool, which is what makes lavender smell the way that it is,
right.
Calming and relaxing to even smell it, that is found more prominently in indicas that are more sedating and relaxing. So it's basically the chemicals in the plant that give it a smell. They all have medicinal properties. Some are anti-inflammatory. Some are antibacterial. They do different things in the body. And so you want to pick a strain that is high in the terpenes that are going to meet your needs the best. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. That's good explanation.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I worked on that a long time.
Thanks, Scott, because you asked a question I clearly needed to ask.
Well, and, you know, that's weed isn't just THC. It's right. 489 things. Yeah. You know, it's only 148, roughly, that we know of, because they're still finding right. more and more things. But that we know of, there's 148 cannabinoids, which is what THC, CBD, CBG, that's what those are. And then there's terpenes, which are the smell, and then flavonoids. I'll give you one bonus. Flavonoids are what give the plants their color. Mm-hmm. And they have medicinal properties in the body. So some of your plants are going to be light lime green with orange hairs, and some of them are going to be dark purple. You know, you just right. that's down to the flavonoids.
Well, there you go, Clyde. You got a bonus to your question.
All right. So, well, let me ask you one more. In as far as the terps, what would a high level of terps mean? You're going to get more of an effect.
Well, and yes. So you're asking, are there terpenes that enhance the high?
Yeah,
there are. Well, just like I said, myrcene. Myrcene is found in mangoes. You ever heard that if you eat a mango half an hour before you smoke, you'll get more high?
No.
It's because mangoes are high in myrcene, and myrcene is a major terpene found in cannabis. Like I said, linalool, which is what makes lavender smell the way that it does. That is more sedating and relaxing than something that's going to stimulate you like a diesel or a pine or the limonene we talked about earlier that's more invigorating. It basically laser focuses the effects of the cannabinoids in one direction or another depending on what you need. And then, of course, there are a lot of hybrids because of the genetic splicing that goes on. And so the hybrids usually are safe for pretty much anybody. Some people, they don't want a sativa because it's going to make them super up.
Right.
And some people can't smoke a sativa, an indica, because they're going to go straight to bed.
Right.
You know, but there's people that won't touch one or the other because that's just what they need. And it's a lot of experimentation. Everybody's different.
All right. Got anything else for us, Clyde? Because you've had some great questions this morning.
I think that'll do it. I appreciate all your help.
Well, and at the end of the day, when it comes to especially to terpenes and quality, your nose knows. If you're shopping in a store that has pre-bagged eighths that you cannot see or smell, that's not great. Like, we keep ours in big jars where you can open it, look at it, you can see the trichomes and the little crystally things for people who don't know what that means. And you can see the moisture of the bud. You can smell the terpenes, and you always want to go with your nose. Your nose knows what your body needs. When it comes to food, you know, you crave certain things because your body needs it.
Yep.
Your nose always knows.
Yeah, and I'll expand on all of that in the next segment when we come back. Clyde, thanks for calling in, buddy, and provolone.
Thank you.
And the next segment, we're kind of get into, you know, some of the edible stuff. We definitely want to concentrate on the 420, mm-hmm. but I do want to talk a minute about the things that I have used medical for since an accident that I had that most of our listeners know about. And it will get into why I took it upon myself to talk to my doctors and learn about this. And I had, I don't know, a dozen doctors that over 2 years that kind of checked in on me. And every one of them told me, we need to get this stuff legalized. We're hurting people for no reason.
Right. And law enforcement feels that way, too, on, on a totally different spectrum.
Yeah.
The professionals that you think would be against it are not.
Yeah. 251-343-0106. That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Is there anybody in there?
I will tell you right now.
Just not as you can hear me. Is there anyone home? I have become comfortably numb.
I will tell you right now, the guitar solo in this song, for those who do not know, Noel Coverdale, is considered the greatest guitar solo in rock history.
Really?
Yes. It's not the most notes in one time like an Eddie Van Halen or an Yngwie Malmsteen. But this guitar solo is incredible. And I saw Pink Floyd in 94 in Nashville. Smallest venue they played, Vanderbilt Stadium, 47,000 people.
Wow.
Smallest venue. He added about 5 more minutes to the guitar solo.
Oh, my goodness.
He could have added an hour. I would not have cared.
Wow. That's good musicianship there.
Pink Floyd is a band that has, since their inception, been associated with counterculture, psychedelics. They are the originators of multiple forms of popular music. Psychedelic music, they're the originator of. Progressive rock or art rock, however you want to call it. And then one that you only hear on classical stations now, space music.
Really?
Which are the tone poems and all that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of what their jams were.
Wow.
And it evolved from that. When they perform Comfortably Numb, since the band split up, David Gilmour will not sing Roger Waters' parts out of respect for his friend. And Roger Waters, same thing. He will not sing David Gilmour's part. Not that he ever could. Roger Waters has the Tom Petty, Bob Dylan speaking voice. And David Gilmour has the voice of an angel. So whenever they play live, David has a guest come and sing the Roger Waters part. And in the case we just heard, that was Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really?
Yes.
He's so cool.
Or as Mike calls him, Dominic Cumberbund.
Yeah, I've never not liked something that I've seen him in. He's so good.
Yeah. But
I didn't know. I mean, I guess, hasn't he done musical stuff too?
Oh, yeah. 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 Musical theater, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. He's got one of those voices, though.
Yeah, people should not be surprised when actors can sing, because you come up in theater, you have to do all of it.
Right, you do.
Yeah.
I was a music major, so I get it.
I was in drama on scholarship because I had a voice that didn't need a microphone.
Right.
I could sing. I could hold the chorus together.
Without a microphone, yep. All the way to the back of the room, yep.
Yeah. Wasn't the greatest actor in the world, but I had the strongest voice.
Well, I was best actress in ninth grade, so I can't relate.
In ninth grade, okay.
We have a text in. It asks, I think nutrients, this is from Don, I think nutrients would be more prevalent in a seed pod, perhaps. Is that true or false?
Well, okay, so this is a big topic because a lot of people get scammed thinking that they're buying a CBD product and it's actually hemp seed oil. Hemp seed oil is incredibly nutritious, but it doesn't have any cannabinoids in it, like CBD, THC, none of that.
Right.
That doesn't start forming until after it's planted and the plant begins to develop.
Right.
So pressed seed oil is fantastic nutrition. It makes great hair and skincare products.
Right.
It's got I think it's a pretty perfect blend, a ratio of omega 3, 6, and 9. Great salad oil or an oil base in something like that. You definitely can't fry anything in it. Sorry, Southerners. also, hemp seeds. Hemp seeds, which you can buy at Walmart and Rouse's, up there next to the flaxseed oil and all that with your baking products, you can buy. They're called hemp hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the inside of the seed hull.
Okay.
And
so it's the kernel.
They look like almost like sesame seeds.
Mm-hmm.
They're really tiny. They're white, off-white. And they have an almost nutty taste to them, but they're not a nut. They're a seed. And it's like 2 tablespoons of hemp hearts is equivalent to a breast of chicken and protein or something. It's a crazy amount of protein.
Yeah.
But the omega 3, 6, and 9 is great. And you could put it in salad. I've made chocolate chip cookies and stuff with it.
All right. Well, Steve tells me we got another caller. I think Jonathan wants to ask you about CBD to stop smoking.
Okay.
And I've got a non-cannabis thing that will help with that, too, that will tag on nicely to this.
Okay.
So,
all right. Let's go.
Sure, Ed. Go ahead.
Ask your question, buddy.
Hey, Jennifer, I don't know if you remember me. I met you up at the Circle K when I used to work part-time up there.
In Saraland?
Yes.
I do. I know exactly who I'm talking to.
Well, you know I am a smoker, and I've been hearing about these gummies that supposedly help you quit smoking.
Okay.
Advertise them on Shark Tank or
okay,
something
that,
like that.
Okay, yeah, those, anything that says Shark Tank, Kevin Costner, what's his name? Clint Eastwood. They use a lot of older men celebrities.
Uh-huh.
Just like there's these fake Kelly Clarkson diet gummies when really she did Ozempic but and a protein diet. But so there aren't any gummies that are like, hey, this is to help you quit smoking. But there are products. I actually have a product that is fairly new to Cannabama, and but it's called Canna Dips. You know those Zen things? The little pouch that you can, and it's nicotine, and you put it in your lip.
Right.
It's like for people that dip, but Zen is a way that people quit smoking.
Right.
They just get the nicotine through the buccal absorption, which we were going to talk about in a minute about cannabis. But we have some. They are coconut fiber.
Oh,
and they are
very healthy.
They're a little pouch.
Mm-hmm.
And not only will it give you the anxiety relief, the brain chemistry balance, all that, if you have been using nicotine straight through your gums, that does damage. So that can actually help rebuild it's antibacterial, antifungal.
Oral cancer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So cannabis on the skin, and the CBD particularly on the skin, is antibacterial, antifungal, and antiseptic. It immediately relieves pain, swelling, inflammation, and increased blood flow. So you can start to heal back from any damage that might have been caused. But people use it for a lot of reasons, but the big seller is to quit smoking. It comes in a CBD version. It also comes in a THC version. And then we also have one that's CBG and caffeine for stimulation in the morning, and CBN and melatonin for sleep at night. But it's a little pouch like a Zen. But it's all natural. Nothing's going to hurt you. And it uses the buccal absorption, which is what, you know, edibles, if you're doing it right, like I said, if you're chewing it for 60 seconds, same principle. You absorb in the mucous membranes and the sublingual gland. It's called buccal absorption. Also, the skin that's covering, you know, your gums and your cheeks and your tongue. All of that has cannabinoid receptors and takes the cannabinoids directly to the bloodstream from the mouth. So that's why these pouches work really quickly, and they give you a long-term, you know, high-potency dose, so you're going to get 6 to 8 hours of relief. There aren't any gummies that are quit-smoking gummies. That is it frustrates me because I get this question all the time.
Yep.
I've even had to go talk to a fire department because the whole fire department wanted to get these gummies, and they wanted me to talk their boss into it, and I'm like, bro, it's not a thing.
Now, Jonathan,
you know, I've seen it on Facebook, and you know everything is true on Facebook, right?
Right, of course. Right. I'm 25, and I weigh 140 pounds on Facebook.
All right, Jonathan, on this subject, to help you with this, it's important for people to understand that nicotine habit, though incredibly strong, mm-hmm. is broken in 3 days. If you go 3 days without smoking a cigarette, you are no longer addicted to cigarettes. What's left is that muscle memory of moving something to your mouth, doing something with your hand
right,
all the time.
Oral fixation.
There is a new product out right now, and it looks like a little pipe, maybe even a little crack pipe, but it's not. It's a piece of wood, and it has a tiny filter in it. And all that filter does is give you a little bit of a burst of flavor when you inhale through it, but you're just breathing the natural air.
Right.
And it, you do it just anytime you think you want to hit off a cigarette, you just pick it up. There's no smoke, nothing.
I've heard people putting pencils cut in half in their pocket and putting it straws.
But this thing is just for that part, which the is the hardest part to break of the smoking habit, is that bringing it to your mouth and taking it away thing. It's not the nicotine.
That's something to do with your hands.
Yeah, and it's like, and some of them have like little fidget spinners built into mm-hmm. them so that you can do stuff with your hands when it's not in your mouth. They're perfectly safe. They don't have any chemicals at all. You're just breathing air that has a little bit of a flavor, and you can choose the flavors. I forget the name, but look for it. You'll find it's a would be just like a non-chemical.
Right, the zero nicotine.
Yeah, it's smoking relief.
Jarrett, thanks for the call.
Well, Jennifer, I will be coming to see you then.
Okay, thank you, honey. I'll see you. It'll be good to see you.
Okay, we got 3 minutes left in this segment. Let's talk about 420, and then we'll spend this last segment wrapping things up.
Okay, so 420, this year, you know, we were the only, we were the first cannabis event for 420 in the state of Alabama to be a big public festival type event. This is our third year. We had to move our location because Bienville Square is not open.
Right. Where is it now?
It is at my location. It's at 558 St. Francis Street. It's a block up from Wenzel's, mm-hmm. right there on the corner of St. Francis and Warren. We've got the whole block. We've got a couple of parking lots. We've got food trucks. We've got music. We're going to do a blunt rolling contest, a dab bar. We'll have some infused baked goods, snow cones, cotton candy, all sorts of stuff. We're going to have carnival games. And vendors, so it's family friendly, pet friendly, and it's free this year because we can't cordon off the entire block.
Yeah, and you can all come down to Box Out after you get done and handle those munchies with some pupusas from Honduras, from Las Catrachas, some barbecue from Smack Shack,
their quesadilla. Woo!
Oh yeah, some of the D's Carnival Eats, the chicken on a stick.
Yeah.
But where you want to go is Mac and Cheesery.
Yes.
Because ain't nobody else in this town doing the mac and cheese that I'm doing. Anybody else got a Mexican street corn mac and cheese? No, they don't.
Oh.
They have a jalapeno popper mac and cheese? No, they don't.
Oh.
Do they have a Nola mac and cheese with andouille sausage from Hall's, Remoulade, all this? No,
they
don't.
I don't think they do.
Do they have a grilled cheese sandwich with fried bologna in it? No, they don't.
Weird.
Weird? She ain't from the South.
Hey. Everybody, I am weirdly picky.
I also use 100% beef bologna too, so it's not that whatever was on the floor, the scrapyard bologna. It's the high end stuff.
Well, at 420, we're going to have some speakers. We've got a defense lawyer who's coming to explain expungement. We do have a decriminalization and expungement bill up this session, even though no one will touch it or even put it up for a vote. We've got over 350 public comments on it to pass it, and no one will pay attention to it.
And the reason for that is...
It's Alabama.
It's government, which means everyone's probably getting a little helping hand from Big Pharma.
Oh, and Big Tobacco. This year, Big Tobacco is really showing out. We have threats from every side this year.
Yeah.
And the health department, too.
Yeah, and we'll try to hit on that on the last segment to let you know what kind of shenanigans our own state government is up to when it comes to enforcing the laws they're in charged with enforcing, but decide they're going to go freelance.
Yeah.
And we're going to hit on that in a second. How much longer we got, Steve? Oh, right there.
No time.
251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text and call in line.
What's this? This is juice.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
One, two, three. We all live in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. A yellow submarine.
Yeah. She called it.
Sorry, this was I not supposed to bring
it? No. I was going to say, this is Ringo Starr of the Beatles, also a band that was always associated with psychedelia and stuff like that. And people go, well, they were the first psychedelic band. No, Pink Floyd was. Sgt. Pepper was being recorded at the same time that Pink Floyd was in the studio recording their first album, Saucer Full of Secrets, I believe. But Arnold Lang was on that. And Paul and John were enamored with Syd Barrett, the original lead singer. And the way that he dressed in these frilly outfits and everything. Sgt. Pepper is the first Pink Floyd album. it was all based on what they were hearing Pink Floyd doing. And all of the outfits that you see on the cover of Sgt. Pepper, those were clothes that Sid wore every day.
Weird.
Yeah, they John and Paul just thought.
My son
Sid,
loves
Sid
the Beatles.
Was a, Sid was a visionary. But getting into the evils of psychotropics, what happened was Sid was a big heart. He had a huge place in downtown London. He'd let all these hippies just, you know, flop there. And what ended up happening is they all thought it was funny to slip him a hit of acid when he didn't know about it.
Oh, no.
And he spent over a year on the same acid trip.
That is not funny.
Right. And he lost his mind and ultimately
that
lost
is
his
not,
life.
It's yeah. And you should never, you should, I don't care what it is.
Right.
You should never slip somebody something that will alter their brain chemistry and not tell them.
Right. And that's is how we lost Sid Barrett. And he really was, he was very charismatic. He was handsome, you know, just a much better singer than Roger Waters.
That's some sabotage right there.
Yeah, a decent guitar player as well. But we've got to thank some people real quick. I want to thank the fine folks at Bob's Downtown Restaurant. Tony and the crew will keep you fed there at the corner of Fat and Happy. I also want to thank the folks at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats out in Chickasaw, making that wonderful andouille. Mike loves their Cajun sausage. That's his new sausage now, is their Cajun sausage. I also want to thank Roy Seward and the folks at Butch Cassidy's for getting Mike out of our hair for the day. And I also want to thank Jennifer Boozer for coming in from Sweet Home Cannabama. She's been guest hosting. We're talking about the infusion of cannabis and food. Now, you mentioned in, I believe it was Clyde's question, about flavonoids, which in culinary world we call flavonoids, but it's the same thing.
Well, we're everybody says, cannabinoid.
But you were talking that that's what determines a color.
Yeah.
Well, here's the wonderful example where they play a part in food. When you're looking at fruits and vegetables, the more color they have, the more flavonoids. Well, the other thing that goes with that is the more color a fruit or vegetable has, the stronger the color, the deeper the color, the more nutritious it is.
And antioxidants are higher.
Exactly.
That's what. That's basically what
flavonoids
are. That's
what's given the color.
Is an antioxidant.
And that's why I say, you know, iceberg lettuce, it's not green, it's white.
Right.
And
it's
clear. And it has no nutritional value except water and fiber. It's a trash food.
Right.
It will keep you alive and all of that, but you know, people call it real lettuce. It's not real lettuce.
Right.
It's crap.
Right.
Eat romaine. Eat green leaf. Eat red leaf. You know why? Flavonoids.
Right. Exactly. The color. You need the color.
Okay. So you
and
were
all
wrap-
the colors in the spectrum, too.
Okay. So we got about 4 or 5 minutes. Let's get you to wrap up everything that you wanted to do in a tight little bow.
Okay. So, well, I just want to plug edibles. I am an edibles person. I do not smoke. Never have. I'm not a vapor. None of that. The difference between inhalation, which is what everybody thinks of when they think of cannabis.
Right.
And edibles. People love inhalation because when you inhale, it uses the alveoli in your lungs, and it crosses the brain barrier, the blood-brain barrier, in 3 seconds. You get an immediate uptake. You immediate result.
And thank you for bringing that, because I use, and I've showed you the vape that I use. Since I had my accident in 2015, one of the effects of having 14 surgeries to your abdomen is that I will get hit with wicked bouts of nausea from nowhere. And the worst case was driving down I-65 in traffic doing 70. It was nausea for 2 seconds, and it was projectile vomiting on my steering wheel for the next five.
Oh, gosh.
So I keep a vape of THC because that what you're saying, that 3 seconds, that's what I need to keep it from being
Well, I like to refer to vapes as rescue inhalers.
That's how I use it.
Yes. For panic attacks, for migraines. Oh, I could testify on that.
Right.
For nausea, for anything that's sudden and extreme.
And it's just a quick little like that.
And that's it.
I can't get high off of that much.
Right. Right. You know, but it does its job. And by the way, you don't have to get high to get help.
Right.
There are whole sections of my store that have zero THC. They will never get you high.
Right.
And you and they are effective, and they are clean, and they are properly sourced and created. But the difference between the benefits, inhalation is quick, but you're microdosing. You're getting 1 to 2 milligrams, and then that's why people want to smoke all day long, vape all day long. They're getting temporary, quick relief. You're getting 2-3 milligrams, and it only lasts a half hour. An hour. When you're eating an edible and you chew it for 60 seconds and get that buccal absorption, it's going to take about 15 minutes to kick in. rather than swallowing it without chewing it well, and it takes 2 hours because it's digestion.
Right.
But when you use the buccal absorption, you get the result in about 15 to 20 minutes, but it's going to last for 6 to 8 hours. Mm-hmm. My pain is such that I don't want to hit a vape, and I don't enjoy the smoking. I don't even enjoy vaping. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to do that every hour. And I don't have time to do that every hour. Yeah. And if you smoke, you don't have time to crawl into a hole somewhere and not smell like weed because people are going to complain. With edibles, if you use the buccal absorption method and it's more predictable, it's much more potent because popping it down, your digestion is going to degrade most of it anyway. So I'm a huge proponent of using edibles, and it's not combustion in the lungs, which is no matter what you're inhaling, it's smoke. It's still going to have some damage to it. Right. But why get a temporary fix? You know, I say take your more potent doses with oil capsules, edibles, whether it's CBD or THC.
Topicals.
Yes. Yeah. Whether it's CBD or THC, get your medicine in a proper dose twice a day. Mm-hmm. And then if you enjoy getting high, get high however you like.
Yeah.
You know, because these are federally legal
responsibly.
Products. Responsibly, of course.
And there are legal forms of THC in all 50 states.
Right here in Mobile, downtown Mobile, right here.
Really? Where would I find that?
558 St. Francis Street. We're a block up from Wenzel's in the orange stucco building. We're there 7 days a week, 10 to 7, Monday through Thursday, 10 to 8 Saturday, and Friday and Saturday, and then noon to 5 on Sunday. So if you're listening, we're not even open yet, or about to open.
Yeah, same here. I got to go and open mac and cheese for you for the afternoon. And you were talking about that temporary effect. That's exactly what I need because I may not get nauseous again for 3 or 4 days.
Right.
I may go a month.
Right.
It.
But if I have I feel a migraine coming on, and I could take 2 or 3 puffs of a CBD vape, not a THC vape, a CBD vape, the Granddaddy Perp that I sell, and it is like it never happened. And I've done for 25 years. I've done everything you can think of. For migraines. Way to go, Charlie. but that 3 puffs, I've had a lady come in with an endless migraine. She said, I lost count how many days I've had this migraine. I let her hit it one time. And within 5 minutes, she was like, oh, my God, why does my doctor want to do Botox shots in the back of my head when I could do this?
Because the Botox shots make him money.
Exactly.
Right. And if Jennifer has used a lot of really big scientific words today, I need you to understand that's because she did her research, and you should too. All right, folks, I want to thank Jennifer for coming in. Mike, have fun. Folks, tip your servers. Servers, earn those tips. And folks, above all else, provolone.
The folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right.
And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow?